Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels are in studio. Did you not bring your pal Garibaldo, which you know?
I'm going to be meeting Gary at the Trav Media UK
on
Awards.
Monday. You're up against him.
I know. Isn't that incredible? The Ed Finn's America with Virgin Media, we got nominated. We got shortlisted, sorry, in the last six finalists for Broadcast Programme of the Year. Very glitzy affair in the Londoner Hotel. Sky, BBC, Gary's wine tour of South Africa. Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Imagine. Excuse me.
Take that.
He won't know us anymore, Sarah, hanging out with Gary Barlow. Right. We were talking the other week about undiscovered Spain. And we're going to do this, maybe look at a few different places that people might not be that familiar with.
Bella Italia.
Yeah. So we're looking at Italy today.
Yeah. I think probably one of my most favourite countries. The first time I ever left Ireland, Sarah, I was on my first school tour was to Rome. And I brag about it. Presentation Brothers. We met the Pope in Rome. We were in the Seven Hills camping site. And we were all brought to meet John Paul the Second. Imagine, little private audience. He got out of the Mercedes. And we were all lined up in our Prez shirt and ties. And he blessed us all. And it was unbelievable. Like at that age, we didn't really realise what it. We went up into Switzerland and back into France. And up and sailed home on Irish ferries. But I remember at the end, Brother Jerome asking us all what was the highlight of the trip. And we were, the mountains in Switzerland, brother, were amazing.
Not meeting the Pope.
And he was like, what about the Pope, lads? Oh yeah, that was great. But Italy was my first ever time like leaving Ireland, and it just sticks with me. It's just got so many things, you know. They say Italia non basta una vita, one life is not enough for Italy, and it's kind of true, Sarah, isn't it?
Absolutely, one of my favourite places too. We literally went every single year. In fact, we actually put a deposit on an apartment over there
to live there.
We did in Tuscany, and a two bedroom apartment, and not like kind of a holiday home. We probably had a bit of notions at the time. Thankfully, it fell through.
This must have been during the boom, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, would you believe the builders, it fell through, because I'd say the minute the recession
hit,
I would have lost it anyway. So it was just as well that it fell through. But yeah, we had notions back then. But no, that's how much I love it. When I had my son Luke, first time on maternity leave, we spent the last month in Chianti for a month with him when he was 6 months old. So I absolutely, like you, Italy is one of my favourite places. Love it, absolutely love it.
Yeah, and I mean, talking about, I suppose, you know, undiscovered Italy, I mean, you think about places like, we all know Rome, of course, amazing. We saw the Pope recently, the funeral, it really showcased, you know, how beautiful Rome is. Florence, Venice, Naples, Sorrento, you know, all the famous places. But when you go to places like, for example, like Northern Italy, you look at Liguria's glittering coastline, right? The lakes in Piedmont, Lombardy, the vineyards in Veneto, where Venice is, the Dolomites. I mean, it's like Alpine Italy. It's like, in other words, Lake Garda, of course, you know, like Lake Maggiore. Amazing places. And then, I mean, I remember being in Calabria. Years ago, we did a direct flight with Calabria. And totally unspoiled, right? I mean, they weren't ready for tourism at all. The banks ran out of money and everything changed in lira. It was mad stuff. But it's just incredible. And, you know, when you go around, I mean, even the Aosta Valley, but all these little towns and places like Madonna di Campiglio, remember skiing there, and like, it's just so beautiful. And it just kind of falls off. Italians just kind of take this for granted. The food everywhere you go, more or less, is just like wow factor, because
this
it's
is
so
the problem
good.
Now with the food, right? Because if I went to Italy on my holidays, I'd come back 2 stone heavier. It's as simple as that. The food's amazing.
But I just throw caution to the wind in that regard, because I think you have to.
Well, I'm just back from the States, and I think when you, no matter what holiday you go on, you come back a stone heavier anyway, because you just eat and drink. It's your best excuse ever to just keep going, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
But Italy, yeah, no, the pasta and the pizza and everything. Yeah.
I remember going to a Cattolica years ago, right? You know, obviously Catholic Cattolica near Rimini. And again, like, a lot of Italians go there. Like, places where the Italians go, like, there's another gorgeous place called Camogli, C-A-M-O-G-L-I, Camogli. And that is this beautiful little Italian seaside village. It's again on the Ligurian Riviera. A lot of people don't even know about that.
Yeah, I was there. Amazing. Stunning part of the country.
Isn't it?
Absolutely incredible.
That's because I didn't even know that you were there. I mean, you're talking rustic fishing marinas. Like, it's Italian culture at its best, relaxed. It's famous for its seafood and fish. Anchovies, the anchovies that you get there, like, are unreal, aren't they? The tuna. They make this pesto with the basil and pine nuts, normal pesto, but it's just something else. Another area as well, Brescia. you know, the Palladian villas. You do the Brenta Canal. Absolutely gorgeous. You look, you know, again, I was saying there earlier about Lake Garda. But like, go to places like Piazza della Loggia. Again, the Venetian style palace at the centre of it all. Beautiful places. And just, you know, you can just go from one village to the next. And the value is fantastic as well. But Trieste is another one as well, Sarah. You're probably in as well. It's another gorgeous place. Refreshingly different. It's on the Slovenian border. They have a unique dialect there, Trina. It's like Austrian, German, Greek, Croatian and Italian all mixed in together. They have a neoclassical waterfront, which is stunning. And it is just a beautiful, beautiful place. Lido is gorgeous. So Trieste, again, direct flights. We have flights there as well. Modena, another place where Pavarotti was from. Stunning, Sarah. But I mean, I could be, I better stop now. You go on.
Well, just on Trieste, actually, I was there a long time ago, but there are direct flights and they're actually really good value with Ryanair right throughout the summer. And it's a really handy spot for going into Slovenia as well. You can go to Lake Bled and everything from there. That could be a really good value one. And it's a gorgeous city with the option to travel down if you want.
I remember years ago going to a concert in Modena where Pavarotti, you know, it's famous for the balsamic vinegar. It was Pavarotti. He did a concert every year for the War Children of Liberia. Celine Dion and Pavarotti singing I Love You, I Hate You. The Spice Girls, Eros Ramazzotti, Stevie Wonder. And who else? It was another brilliant singer there. But I'll never forget it. It was like one of those magic moments. It was in the late 90s. But if you want to go somewhere off the beaten track, Modena is beautiful. There's an amazing place there. Massimo Bottura has Osteria Francescana. It's been listed as one of the world's top 50 places to eat and have the stuffed tortellini and the sparkling Lambrusco.
Is that now one of those places you'd have to book 3 years in advance to get a table?
No, funnily enough, it's not. But it depends if whether it's busy or not. But, you know, you'll get places there. But it is, I said, Osteria Francescana. Again, just have the tortellini and the Lambrusco. It's absolutely gorgeous. Ravenna, another place I just wanted to mention as well. Sarah, I think you've been there as well. UNESCO listed sites. They have a music festival. You can go to visit. Like, again, they've pinewood forests. The city's famous for mosaics from the 5th and 6th century. They're dotted all over the town. But again, if you want somewhere the wow factor, you'll be like, oh my God, why wasn't I here before? Mm. Ravenna, beautiful.
Okay. There's just two kind of places I want to mention. And as I said, I did travel quite a lot in Italy over the years. So the first place is the Cinque Terre, because we mentioned Camogli earlier and Liguria, that whole peninsula. It's basically, you can fly into Pisa and travel north, or you can fly into Genoa and travel south. And it's that little part of northern Italy. And the Cinque Terre, it means five lands, basically. And there's five little villages that if you think of those pictures of Positano with the tumbling down houses and hotels, those picture perfect villages, it's like that, but it's even actually nicer. And there's five small villages right on the top of hilltops. They're actually built back from the 11th century. So you have to actually literally get a boat from one to the other or get the train and walk down. It's such a stunning part of Italy. Now, it can be very busy in peak season, so it's not exactly undiscovered. But I think from an Irish point of view, it's a bit undiscovered.
It's something that we don't talk
exactly
about. Yeah.
And it is absolutely stunning. Great for hikers. You can hike between the five villages. And as I said, there's a train that goes all along from, you can get it from Pisa Airport and go up. And then you could technically visit all the five together if you wanted to. But it's best to spend a couple of days doing it properly. And then the best of all is if you can do a few hiking trails. So I would say the Cinque Terre is a must. And the other place that I fell in love with a few years ago is Matera. I've spoke about it before. People who will know me from Instagram, I'm always raving about it. It's right down in the boot of Italy. People think it's in Puglia, but it's actually in the province beside it called Basilicata. But you can get to it from Puglia. So if you fly into Bari with Ryanair, it's about an hour's drive. And it's this completely looks almost like AI when you see the videos of it. Yeah. It was the place that was at the very beginning of the James Bond movie, No Time to Die. I don't know if you remember it, where right at the very beginning of it. So it's absolutely stunning to look at. It looks, as I said, not even real, but it's got a really interesting story because it was used to be kind of known as the shame of Italy. Literally up to 70 years ago, people lived inside these caves and the government basically closed it down, moved them all out, and it was empty. And then all of these investors bought bought up these caves and put like hotels in them, put, you know, art galleries and restaurants. So you're literally staying inside the caves. It's so cool. It's such a stunning place to stay. And then there's an old town, and the old town, you can't drive there. It's pedestrianized.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely like it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And it actually was, it literally went from rags to riches. It was the European capital of culture there a few years ago as well. So it's definitely one of those bucket list places, I would say 100%. If you are going to Puglia, add it on.
All right, so just a few places to check out in Italy that you might not have considered before. Ed, you've got a couple of websites to check out too.
Yeah, just one, the main Italian website, italia.it. It's a really good site and there's loads on it there, and you can find everything about Bella Italia.
Sarah and Ed, we'll chat to you next week.
Thanks.
Grazie.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.